KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a report about a suspicious vehicle in Adams County Tuesday night resulted in the arrest of two men on burglary and other charges. Sheriff's officials say David Robinette of Clarinda and Zachary Bond of Shenandoah were arrested after deputies responded to 2090 265th Street and discovered a burglary was in progress. Robinette and Bond were found hiding in the home. Both men were charged with burglary in the third degree, possession of burglary tools, interference with official acts, and trespass. Adams County deputies were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's Department's K-9 unit. The case remains under investigation. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center Board announced Tuesday that they have unanimously approved pursuing a partnership with Zion Recovery Services and Heartland Family Service. The organizations will enter a period of exclusive talks through December with the goal of transferring employees to Zion Recovery Services at the end of the year and a full acquisition of Southwest Iowa Mental Health to be completed by July 1st of 2018. The decision to proceed with Zion Heartland as the preferred partner comes following exploratory meetings with multiple mental health entities in Southwest Iowa. Marie Rorick, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Board Chair, says they are delighted to enter into this partnership with Zion and Heartland, as both organizations bring a lot of expertise in processes and managing the very challenging behavioral health reimbursement environment, which will complement the strengths of Southwest Iowa Mental Health. Over the past 2 months, she says they've been exploring options that will be better equipped to stabilize Southwest Iowa Mental Health with a specialized expertise in behavioral health, and their board is confident this is the right choice to ensure the longevity of outpatient mental health illnesses in Atlantic. While an independent organization, Southwest Iowa Mental Health has been closely aligned with the Cass County Memorial Hospital for many years. The hospital and Southwest Iowa Mental Health had a sharing agreement, which has allowed the staff to be employed by CCMH and contracted back to Southwest Iowa Mental Health. Brett Altman, CEO of the Cass County Health System, says with the dramatic changes in mental health over the last decade, they recognize the need for deeper expertise in electronic claims filing, MCO and payer contract negotiations, and strategic planning specific to behavioral health. And Rorick noted that the commitment of Zion and Heartland to continue local outpatient mental health services was the key to the board's decision, and she said they looked at a number of potential partners, but this pair had the most expertise, the best systems already in place, and more importantly, the commitment to continuing the long tradition of Southwest Iowa Mental Health, providing outstanding care for the community and beyond. She says they're very excited to move forward with a new partnership while not just maintaining but enhancing the care provided at Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston say one person suffered possible unknown injuries following a collision Tuesday afternoon in Creston. Authorities say vehicles driven by 72-year-old Lawrence Shimono and 71-year-old Mary Brown, both of Creston, collided at the intersection of Howard and Cedar Streets in Creston at around 12:15 p.m. Tuesday. The accident happened as Brown was traveling east in a 2007 Chevy HHR and Shimono was traveling north on Cedar Street. Shimono admitted to police that he did not make a very good stop and had tried to get through the intersection before Brown's vehicle would hit him. Brown, however, didn't have time to stop and broadsided Shimono's 2004 Buick LeSabre. Shimono was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Brown complained of pain and was transported to her home by her daughter. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest of a Corning man on Tuesday. At around 8 a.m. that day, deputies arrested 41-year-old Daniel Bright of Corning for driving while revoked. Bright was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Derrick County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports three people were arrested last week on warrants. 49-year-old Kevin Stark of Adair was arrested October 12th at the Polk County Jail on an Adair County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and on warrants for driving while barred. Stark was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail. 29-year-old Seth Baker of Stewart was arrested October 12th, also at the Polk County Jail. He was wanted on an Adair County warrant for assault causing bodily injury and was released the following day after posting a $1,000 bond or surety. And 25-year-old Haley Nicole Hamler of Knoxville was arrested October 13th in Marion County on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Her bond was set at $5,000. In the funeral announcements, Delbert Reakin, age 97, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Delbert Reakin will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church, Reakin Dune Funeral Home of Griswold. is in charge of the arrangements. Mildred Glenn, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Mildred Glenn will be today at 11:15 a.m. at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Dolores D. Hallett, age 77, of Audubon, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for D. Hallett will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Ora Wall, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A memorial service for Ora Wall will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marcine Twark, age 82, of Pennsylvania, died October 2nd. A massive Christian burial for Marcine Twark will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Brian Chris Moon, age 52, of Indian Wells, California, and formerly of Stewart, died October 8th in Palm Springs. Graveside services for Brian Moon will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alberta Lees, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Anita, died October 8th. Memorial services for Alberta Lees will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Carol Bouchard, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Carol Bouchard are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Ryan Danley, age 36, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ryan Danley are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.